Okay, let's work out.
And council with the president.
Yeah.
Okay, officer consumer affairs, the thought there is to move the post of advisor to working through the council for human resources and move the staff to AGW. That's a staff of 52 people.
Right. But you wouldn't move it, I expect to move these staffs out, that doesn't result in a reduction in force, that's your tell.
You mean why?
How you rip some of it and move some of it in, don't replace some of it in the agency, it'll result in reduction. Some of them quit, don't replace them.
Yeah, just by moving some of these things out of the office.
Now, on the consumer affairs thing, John, that's a vision question, show that you don't care about the sector.
Keep the title, she's still in the office of the president.
She is reporting to Weinberger.
Instead of you, I'll show you an absolute classic in fucked up government operations. That lady who is assistant to the president for consumer affairs can be given a raise in dollar income by making her the deputy director of the office she heads. The deputy director's slot pays more than her slot.
All right, fine.
The same process on the Environmental Quality Council. You can move that to the Natural Resources and Council staff to get 65 people on that.
But now, wait, how does that really happen? Those 65 still, they all end up here in the EOD still?
No, they're sitting over here in a little house. Square.
Now, what happens to them?
They'll stay there. They'll 65. And they said they'll have their free, kind of their free guys train and the other.
Right.
That one, you don't move the staff out to the other, the ladies.
There's no reduction there.
And there's no reduction, and the line of reporting changes.
Changes to what?
To months. It's going to be the council for natural resources.
Does that sound very minor for the environment, sure? And the same for consumer?
No.
Not quite for consumer.
Yeah, oh yeah, it'll be seen as a downgrade. But
you're doing it for everything that bothers you.
No, because you see, you're doing it as part of a total system. Nobody reports to you directly anymore.
Not the PF, not anybody.
Which is the way it ought to be. It's supposed to be organization. People know you can't work with 39 people reporting directly. There is no executive in the world who does that.
That's right.
Now, every congressman who has an interest in consumer affairs is going to be upset about this. It's been argued that the only way for consumers to get a fair shake is if their representative reports directly.
They do have a representative.
And our case has got to go back the other way, which is they can't possibly get a fair shake that way because that's one of 90 people reporting the president.
The lady does. Well, the point is that she...
You still talk to her.
Well,
you talk to her. But why don't we say to the Congress, this isn't going to affect any relations with the Congress. They're going to come back and say, yes, but you downgraded our particular pet interest, which is the environment or the consumers or the, you know, some of that. And so you're going to have to be prepared for a certain amount of flack as a result of doing all these things. That's what we're doing, in my opinion. And it strengthens your counselor. Makes that much more needed.
I don't argue against it. I just want
to... No, I understand. We have to be realistic.
I got to be what? I mean, just what argument you share with me?
There is all.
I'm all for it.
An OEO, which is our biggest problem, is you get 2,000 people there. The plan is to delegate that out across the board, you know, agency by agency, project by project.
Right.
And can't cut the hell out, but
yeah,
finally 0 points.
Right. The next year.
Okay. Drug abuse, we're going to leave as a special office
because
to show the interest that's proven.
Well, that's where we're going to study the whole reorganization, where, you know, where
the radish long. I mean, ag is going to study radish.
Yeah.
But you're going to leave the drug abuse man, and what about like the cancer man?
It's going to stay as it is.
But our
drug abuse guy is leaving. Kathy's leaving.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to take DuPont, who's running the program here in the city, with a young guy, about 36, and has a good record, and we'll put him in there. But when he goes in, it'll be with the understanding that we have a reorganization under study. So he doesn't think he has a goddamn right to that job.
A little closer to home, presidential protective division of Taylor moving out. This really is kind of a question, what, it boils down really to two choices. By far, the most outstanding member of the Presidential Protection Division is Dick Kaiser.
Kaiser?
Yeah. This guy.
The smartest guy, the most effective guy.
The other candidate would be Bill Duncan.
Who ranks?
Duncan ranks. If you were to, the way it is now, Duncan is the deputy special agent in charge. So he is Taylor's deputy. If you followed the regular course, Duncan would move up. And we could move Kaiser, who is one of the three in the next rank, up to deputy. And that would be a logical process. If you want to get the best man, we can make the jump of Kaiser up. The real problem for Duncan, we'd have to put him someplace else and move somebody else. If we did that, the guy we moved Hal Thomas up as deputy was this guy, the guy that was head of the tall, dark-haired guy. Dark-skinned guy who is the third best guy in the operation. He was the head of the duty detail. We were all liars now.
Hell of a good man. Well, what could you do for Duncan in that case? Very good man.
The value, I would recommend the Kaiser move simply because Kaiser programs better with us. The Duncan problem, as you know, is he is so totally square. He's overprotect. We move him into a high post in the Secret Service outside presidential protection.
Basically, what they're all aiming to do is go to the top of the Secret Service and show them a chance. Who goes to the rally spot?
Well, we've got to work that out with Mark. I sure think he should.
A rally?
So he was excited. He's argued that he should be left in.
Rally?
Yeah, he has a normal retirement later. If we haven't understood that he needs a normal retirement, maybe that's the point he would fit.
Well, it is tough with Duncan, you know, after all, they put this all the time. And he certainly had one.
Well, it gets down to the personal thing.
I am very good with the leader. You know, I don't feel like a close relationship with the leader.
In our crew, we've got a good group. Dave Grant and Ron Pontius are both now with Tiff. They're all there. And so it's looking good for the world.
Right. I want to say that you know. What can we do? Could Duncan take care of
Charlie Ron?
Is it this? Does the Secret Service in charge of something else that can do this?
Oh, yeah.
What I mean is their position. We could just say that Duncan, now look, you've been in this job for.
There is a position outside the presidential protective,
but you want him to
step up.
I want him to, if you would step him up and say, look, you're one of, you know, you're in a line of what you ought to have additional experience or something. And you deal with that way or have. See what I mean? I don't think he's been in the presidential protection.
He was in charge of training at one time. Ran that school there. We can move on to
what I'm getting at is, I guess you've got to keep, but on the other hand,
he was a special agent in Omaha.
Yeah.
And he, in 67, he was head of the training division, and he came back to the presidential protective. He spent quite most of his time.
What about the other problem? What's his experience with?
Kaiser?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to figure the device that would make it more stomachable for Duncan, basically.
Kaiser was a special agent in St. Louis and then came into presidential protection in 64. And then graduate criminology from Indiana. That's a graduate economics education and history from Mankato. That's the in-service offer.
Year older.
Got a year younger.
Actually, I just assume have Duncan go into the rally job. And have, I'm prepared for the answer.
Oh, moving into it, yeah.
You see, frankly, they can let me show you, let me show you what I have in mind. I have better shit than I have a secret service. Rally, I don't think of them. I don't see Rally. I care very much who's the guy that runs our potato. Right?
Yeah.
So, if you could tell Duncan, look, like, put it in the rally job.
I mean, you go into that deputy director in charge of interdiction or something, you know. The boss, yeah. The boss, I don't think you don't want it.
Well, as I told you, I'm just basing that on the Bozo, who's got a fairly good judgment. And he says, drinks a little too much, plays a little too much. And I mean, I just don't want that kind of guy to have
a little... In the Kelly's job or something, they've got a bunch of guys that are top heavy with a little bit of heartache.
The funny is, let me tell you, Duncan would be a very good man in the rally job, basically because he is such a, you know, a square and disciplinarian, et cetera, et cetera. See what I mean? I would make him deputy to Rally if he can. But you would tell Duncan that when Rally retires, does Rally retire about in the next 4 years?
Yeah, he retires in 73.
Oh, fine. Good. That puts Duncan in that job. Or do you have somebody else in mind for that?
No, but it's a hell of a jump for Duncan.
Well, why don't you see what he does?
Yeah. 8 months to find out, or 6 months, or whatever.
Yeah. Duncan, look.
Or we can watch it.
Yeah, look. Just say this. Say, Bill, look, now we're going to make a very important decision. The president, you know, John Cade. So here's the story to tell. Remember, he jumped page over 200 generals, or 150 generals. Actually, we're talking about the rally job, the president of all this. You know, you've got anybody else in front of you, we found you have the experience. You know, I'll put you in the deputy here. This is not a promise, but we want to have you, we want you in the position where you are not, you know, where you are in a broader executive position, if you want. And then they'll see. But we want you to know we're considering it. And we've got to see whether we can ride it through at that time. Now, Ed Martin is going to be working closely with him. And we want to see how you cooperate. And then put Kaiser in the other job. How'd that sound to you? Understand? The main thing is, I have the guy we want in our job.
Kaiser really would be a better guy to run.
I know. What about you looking for? He's good.
I don't care.
Are we that much?
But that's the thing. On the other hand, Dr. Lang do what surgery or I tell you, it doesn't make a damn who is sitting over there and building on the Secret Service. Not the president.
That's my point.
It tells them to die. All right. But where are your priorities here?
Yeah. So we need this volunteer, and he'll have a chance to go up too sometime. But I do feel, frankly, that Dr. Lang will have to agree with him. He is such a do it for the book guy that you can drive you right up the wall. And I understand. Their eyes can be driving with them, but a lot more fun. And I don't want to, you know, I mean, maybe Duncan's right. I don't know, but I just feel that I think he's better than some of the other things. But I think I'd have that in mind. And that gives you a chance to run it any way you want. We've also had that much chance for education.
We've got the ambassador list, but I don't think we want to get it on.
Or you can take a few of them.
You think, well, you've got to do it all at once, but then we do it in a while.
Well, John doesn't want to get it. You know.
The other question is, would you want to receive the apostolic delegate tomorrow for just a couple minutes to receive the folks? Message on peace, which he's asked you to.
If I receive it, the Christ says, I just received from my father.
Is that good for a Catholic picture?
think right now it's a very good message to receive by the people. Okay? You know, it just happens a little bit, not, I'm receiving the delegates and all of that.
Someone else receiving.
You see my point?
Yeah.
I better admire you.
Okay.
And if you want to do it, the park tomorrow is going to be fun. Productivity Commission groups are meeting tomorrow and Wednesday, the business group tomorrow, the labor group on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
You could do the Wednesday, do a vote if you want to, your vote meeting at the cabinet, and that's something you can drop by if you want to. Show skills very strongly, you should do it, nobody else is concerned about it. Everybody feels strong, everybody's on bad, you understand that, what they have to do. Thought was simply to drop by and say hi there. A great job you're doing. The one significant thing, of course, is the labor members are coming back on. Well, I think I better do it, because we're living in the end. Yeah, but one thing that you and John have to do, now that you have Schultz here, and you've got the same problems in Kitchener, and is to do the hell of the other. Go ahead and more in this category, and come in with all kinds of issues to me. But he's not right, you know. You, planning is no planning, you're not in this category. But what you have to do is you've got to get Schultz in a room with them and get him to understand that you'll be concentrated in Kitchener, that the world is bigger than their world, and that therefore you can't see them all. You know what I mean? He loves to see everybody, but the church has a, it's going to have the same problem. You know, he'll look at the international economic thing, the biggest in the world, or the productivity commission is the biggest, or it's the biggest, and so forth. And I'm not complaining about this, I'm not complaining about any of it, but I do know that the church is a tenacious fellow, and if you will just remember that, that there's certain things that I don't really need to see, you know, where decisions can be made. What do you think?
I assume you don't want to meet before New Year's with Griffin and Aaron. No, just borrow the meeting before.
I've got the time to get back and put it down.
And the leadership we do after, you know, I actually manage the concern. Thinking on the creating a Congress on the reorganization plan is to start at 6. We didn't find it. Turns out that they're going to take Thursday off and go to the Boxes Memorial Service. But you can't do it. So there'll be no chance until on Friday and Saturday, they just can't be on their own. So they have a day off in between there and people day here.
Of course, it's, you know, we just got elected, but it's pretty, I mean, the bad news is that they have 30,000 errors in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and the governor's favor. So we missed by, you know, 100th of a point. Steve Johnson.
Isn't that right?
Although Wilson never gets up over here, he's still something. He's still waiting for Missouri.
Your
truck doing your best to keep it close to get the shot at it. guess I'm gonna get into those, you all know what we're looking for. Sure, you love me. Just want to show. What is, I suppose I should ask, I need to ask, about Alex Miller.
Not down that level yet.
Hopefully,
he doesn't run down.
Fine, just so he's been told, and he doesn't practice law.
He will stay in Illinois.
He'll feel all right, or he'll feel fine.
Would have probably accepted Attorney General.
He was generous when I asked, but that was all.
Well, but Attorney General's not open.
And agrees that it should have been. There's no ill feeling, he said he did the right thing in keeping Plenty, but that was the only post he felt he should.
Now, about Ella, can I ask you, is it, are we missing, how about Slipper Ken, for example, on my piece of the information?
Would you have it,
on a commission, not as chairman?
I understand. That's where he's listed, but we're still on the commissions and board, and I'm still with the chairman and maneuver, you are just not, the only reason that we've got any.
You want the important commissions and so forth.
CAB, it's more important than that woman in there.
Correct, I got your point, I understand. You're a black guy, again, you must be a good person.
We'll find a spot.
My visibility, and also a very lucky, important to go up. If he's got it, and hoping to occur and get a body in it. That's about it.
Why would he have one for that?
Incidentally, you know what you could do? You put it in a OEP.
Yeah, we could do that. Theaters and leasing, that's the other.
That would be OEP business. You don't really need to glamorize now and try to make more than that. Just take a minute.
We've got like the yellow good man, but you're cutting it down on that, which may bother him.
Well, you've got a wild card out of Tennessee.
No, Ann Armstrong would be great in Tennessee, frankly. She's our person, I think a woman on that makes a great deal of sense. But on the man, on Wood, the guy there,
he's not looking for a job.
I know that, but we're looking for him. I mean, it would be good to have one damn good black appointment. All right. Could he do any sleep? No. Not a sign.
We're going to put the woman in here.
But why are we?
Is he ready?
Ready, ready, ready. David didn't take it, man.
No.
And you don't want to move Fletcher to town.
We'll get moving if you've got somebody that you want to slot in there. He's perfectly good. He doesn't come around knocking the door down and have your budget increase.
That's a tough thing.
Yeah, because we've wiped it down. Yeah.
I know.
And a better lead. He's managed to get that thing pretty well under control.
I know.
He's going to have trouble with the type of seat, of course. And
he didn't want to keep it up.
Yeah. So I think we might
better leave him there.
Might be better to leave him there for a while.
I told you about an ambassador one that said about the black, don't make sweet to be the black seat. But that might be it. Make John Sherman Cooper an ambassador for us.
Well, yeah, you know, we were going to put Duralay in Norway. We put in a sweet and put the black in Norway. Daryl, he said you want the tough guy to meet.
He saw that stuff, you're like,
you might not draft out of everything, he's exactly what you're after, I think.
But in there, put the black in Norway. I don't think the Norwegians, are good friends, they don't care. But who we got in Denmark, that's another good question.
Denmark, we have to move
to their program, right?
Philip Crow.
You have to go there.
Yeah, we're locked on that, that was the deal with the old one. That's why we have to vote. Well, we'll talk about that. But the reason we've got to keep John Moore in Ireland.
that's what Mulcahy would buy.